It doesn't matter what McDonald's logo is. It doesn't matter what McDonald's, you know, as far as their mascot. Mm-hmm. Because as kids, they hooked us with Ronald McDonald.
Right.
They hooked us.
Yep.
And guess what? We went there for a million years because that's what we did as kids. Mm-hmm. And then we took our kids, but now we don't do it anymore. Why do you and I, when we go to Cracker Barrel, why do we go? Because the food is cheap.
And it's decent.
All those chain restaurants, mm-hmm. the food is decent.
If you're getting off the highway and you don't want to go to McDonald's or Taco Bell,
you go to Cracker Barrel. But see, I can say all this because I don't really get into logos and the branding and all that. Is the food good or not? Number one, they didn't get their input from their people. Number two, they waited way too long mm-hmm. to innovate that logo. They should have did it years ago because it wouldn't have hurt this bad. And number three is they let a freaking beaver eat their lunch. Welcome to Reading the Room. We're here in this space because we're always approached on how do we do everything we do. How did you know that? How did you need to tell that was going to happen?
So we thought we'd make it a podcast on Reading the Room with our insights and share as we go a little from our past experiences, things we're going through now.
Giving our perspective on certain topics, both professionally and personally, to give you the edge you need to read the room you're in. Good afternoon, everybody. Or good morning.
Hey, how are you, Sarah?
Good. How's everybody doing today? So look, it's funny how all this time and stuff kind of works out. Because we were just talking probably a week or two ago. About rebranding like her daycare stuff.
Yes, so that's a process, right? We're in the works for that right now. And just how important it really is to get your brand right, wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, and what we were talking about was, you know, so she runs a drop-in daycare, which, you know, think about all the insurance companies, think about all the things that are out there. Mm-hmm. You got geckos and emus and all kinds of like things that people can say, oh, that equates to that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you can ask a kid, they don't know anything about insurance, but you show them that little green thing.
Yeah.
They know exactly what that is. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about from a daycare standpoint, how do you get kids? Cause that's where our client is, right? Is a kid. Right. Yep. How do we get kids to say, I want to go to that?
Yes. Cause that really is our client. Cause the parents will do whatever the kids want to do.
That's how it works. So we're all that to say, mm-hmm. there's a whole bunch of talk in the news about logos and changes and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I think you actually brought it to my attention last week because I was definitely not on the bandwagon. I don't even know how I missed this stuff, but you were like, hey, have you seen this on Facebook? It's going around all the hit pages and it's on the TV and this and that. And I'm like, I have not heard a single thing about this at all.
So what it was is, I guess, you know, a company to decide to change his logo and everybody freaked out. And I don't really, you guys know, I don't really do the politics thing, right? I don't really care about like mm-hmm. what your flag you color or will cover and all that kind of stuff, whatever. But all right, let's just say it. So Cracker Barrel, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just
ate there the other day, by the way.
All right. So when was the first time? When? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. When was the first time that you ate at a Cracker Barrel restaurant? The very first time.
The very first time I ate at a Cracker Barrel restaurant was with you.
Yeah. And what year was that?
It was, I have to say, what was it? 2015?
2015.
2015.
So the first time, you know what? And you know what? It's the first time I went to the one right there on Mount Juliet Road, right in Mount Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, hey, let's go to this place.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because never been there. You know, it was always was looking busy.
Because as a kid, I spent a lot of time in the car, a ton of time in the car, right? As a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove by Cracker Barrels at every single exit.
Did they have Cracker Barrels in Maryland?
They did. They
I didn't even know.
They were off the highway. Like I grew up in Maryland. Mm-hmm. My dad's family is from Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent a lot of time going up and down 95, mm-hmm. going to Rocky Mount and stopping on the side of the road. We should stop at this Pilot. We should stop at Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm.
But my sister loved Cracker Barrel. You didn't know that, did you?
Hey, Millie.
Mm-mm. But we never ate there because I was the younger brother and I was not going in there because to me, mm-hmm. it was an antique store or they sold cheese.
Why did you think they sold cheese?
Because looking at the sign, because Cracker Barrel is like a, isn't it like a brand, a craft or something like that in the like a cheese?
Well, I just learned the history of it the other day.
Forget about the history. I'm talking about as a kid, five, six, seven years old.
Right.
I'd look up at that sign and be like, I don't want to eat at the antique store that sells cheese.
Why did you think antique store?
What did it look like?
I don't know.
It looked like an antique store.
I honestly
so,
did not know.
So what I'm saying is I missed out on Cracker Barrel for 40 years.
Because of Brandy?
Because I thought it was an antique store. And then we moved to Wilson County, Tennessee, which is like the birthplace of Cracker Barrel. Mm-hmm. And I heard all the Cracker Barrel and I was like, you know what? Let me go in there. And I was like, oh my God, they serve food here?
Yeah.
I never knew they serve food.
Mm-hmm. Their fried chicken is really good.
The fried chicken is nice.
The biscuits.
The grandma's good. Pancakes, all the fixings. I love their food. Not because, you know, here's another thing too. We're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about, there's two things that people talked about with this whole Cracker Barrel thing. And one was the whole branding, right? So here's the deal. You see what I got on right now?
Yep.
Okay. I'm wearing this for a reason. Because the reason is, if I'm in the car and I'm a kid and my parents say, hey guys, we're about to pull over and make a stop. Where do you want to go? And you flash and you look at that big tower thing with the sign, you know what I'm talking about, on the highway?
Yeah.
And this is on it, or Uncle Herschel is in a rocking chair.
Right.
Where do you want to go?
Right. Where do you want to go?
I want to go to this.
Right. And just for the people that are listening on the podcast,
I'm wearing a red Bucky shirt. I'm sorry. I'm wearing a red Bucky shirt. So right.
And Buckys are not everywhere, but they're starting to
They're off pop the up. Highway. Mm-hmm. They're one exit strategically placed before a Cracker Barrel.
Really?
Think about it.
I didn't think about that.
And then if you go into a Cracker Barrel, it's a general store. It's got all their stuff in there. It's got like candy and
antiques. You could buy the little candy that you used to eat when you were 10 years old.
What do they sell at Buckys?
Everything.
Everything, just like Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, true.
So what happened was, here's the thing. You guys are mad and you're calling it woke and you're calling it this and that because they're taking Uncle Herschel off the billboard and this and that. This is what the CEO of Cracker Barrel said. The CEO of Cracker Barrel said that we're changing this logo for today and tomorrow. Mm. Without me even looking at the TV, you know what I heard? We're changing the logo so kids know what the heck we are today and tomorrow. The kids. Mm-hmm. Because that's who, think about McDonald's, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what McDonald's logo is. It doesn't matter what McDonald's, you know, as far as their mascot. Mm-hmm. Because as kids, they hooked us with Ronald McDonald.
Right.
They hooked us.
Yep.
And guess what? We went there for a million years because that's what we did as kids. Mm-hmm. And then we took our kids, but now we don't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. But see, here's the thing. All you Cracker Barrel fans that are all mad at the logo and all this kind of stuff, you're the one that got Uncle Herschel taken off of the freaking sign. Because you're the ones that stopped going to Cracker Barrel. So you guys were the same ones on Instagram and on Facebook saying, I'm going to Buc-ee's, I'm going to Buc-ee's, I'm going to Buc-ee's. So you don't think that market share that people were spending at Cracker Barrel, people weren't spending that now at Buc-ee's. You're the same people. Mm-hmm. So you can't get mad at, you can't turn your back. You sold Uncle Herschel out for a beaver.
Well, I mean, if they're strategically placed on the highway, if people are getting off of the highway, deciding, okay, we'll just go to Buc-ee's. You know what I mean? You can grab a sandwich there. You can grab burritos. You can grab
chicken all that tenders stuff.
And french fries, and you want a Cinnabon that's like the size of your face, you can get it there.
You can grab all that stuff. And then the people who used to stop at Cracker Barrel are the same people that stopped at Buc-ee's. And then when they change their logo because they're flailing, because Buc-ee's is eating their lunch, literally, now you want to get mad, right? But you're the ones that stopped shopping there in the first place. So now they're just pulling all these Hail Marys, changing the logo. We're going to change the inside. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But really what it is the beaver's eating their lunch.
Yeah.
So I say all that to say is, and then I heard another thing too. Oh man, the food isn't good anymore. All right, listen, why do we go to Cracker Barrel? Why do you and I, when we go to Cracker Barrel, why do we go? Because the food is cheap.
And it's decent.
It's decent. Mm-hmm. It's not gourmet. All those chain restaurants, the food is decent. Mm-hmm. It's not great.
Right. If you're getting off the highway, and you don't want to go to McDonald's or Taco Bell,
you go to Cracker Barrel.
Go to Cracker Barrel.
And I still go.
Get the green beans.
But see, I can say all this because I don't really get into logos and the branding and all that. Is the food good or not?
Right.
Is the thing that I'm buying, is it good or is it not? Mm-hmm. I don't care what you change or who you put on the front. Remember KFC? Mm-hmm. They made Colonel Sanders into like a cartoon. And then they made
Wendy's. They did the same thing with Wendy's. I just feel like as a brand, if you're not remarketing and rebranding yourself as a business, then you're not going to grow. Like, why would you be mad at somebody for trying to grow?
And the problem is, they should have changed their logo 20 years ago.
They probably should have changed their logo.
And what they did is they waited too long to make any changes. And then now they let this beaver come and the beaver's eating everybody's lunch. Mm-hmm. Because they basically took Cracker Barrel, they amped it up, put fast carry food in there.
Mm-hmm. But you can still buy a cutting board.
And then put gas pumps out front. It's Cracker Barrel / gas station on steroids. Mm. They took everybody's market share getting off the highway.
Yep.
And then now they're just pulling levers to try to do something. Mm-hmm. And then they changed the logo. And guess what? They still won because they changed the logo. Now they're changing it back. But the thing is, I don't understand why everybody gets all upset when you're the guys who are the ones that stopped going to Cracker Barrel, not because of the interior, not because of Uncle Herschel. You stopped going because of this beaver at Bucky's.
Yeah, I really don't think them changing it back to the original logo is going to create more market share for them or get anybody back through that door.
But I do think this. I do think that with them changing the logo the way it is, kids won't think that it's an antique store that that sells cheese.
Yeah, right? I mean, I feel like they should have had more input on it from us, you know, maybe the people that actually go there.
Think about
or
it.
Or their employees.
When football teams and baseball teams, they change their logo and all that kind of stuff. They, hey, fans. What do you think? We should do this, do that. And then they end up steering you into the one they want anyway. So they didn't involve you people that sold Uncle Herschel out for a beaver. So they should have involved you in the process. And you probably would have ended up with like a cartoon Uncle Herschel or something like that. Because I don't really care. Like I said, I don't really care about all that stuff.
I mean, or just keep the Cracker Barrel and incorporate it in some type of way. I don't know. Maybe put the plate on top.
Yeah, because think about it. All right, so her and I, we just took a trip, right? We were on a road trip to Marshall, Huntington, West Virginia. So then now it's like top of mind, right? So we're riding down the highway. And then one thing I did notice about Cracker Barrel and the new signs, guess what was on the picture? What was on the picture? What was actually next to the logo? What was on the picture?
Food.
Food!
Really, really good picture.
It looked like they sold food. I'm like, oh my God, if I was a kid, if I were a kid, and I was driving down the highway, I wouldn't think that this is an antique store. I would have actually stopped and said, hey, look, you know, those eggs look good. Or that hash brown looks good. Or all the fixings look good.
The pie.
So the marketing really was to change them to let people know that they actually serve food. Because you people that love Cracker Barrel, that go for the logo and for the nostalgia and the antiques, you guys are going to be dead soon. It's like we're all same age. Right. And your kids are going to grow up going to shop at Bucky's because that's where you took them. And they're going to see the thing on the highway.
Right. And I mean, there are people that, you know, go to Cracker Barrel. Their kids have go to Cracker Barrel. They know what it is. But for the majority, like, I don't even remember seeing a Cracker Barrel in Maryland. There could be one. I just never saw it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And she's right. So there is a core group, especially in Nashville, Tennessee, in the surrounding areas, that know the story of Cracker Barrel. I mean, I've been there for a leadership class. I won the biscuit making competition.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Remember that? So, so I know the story of Cracker Barrel. I've been there. I know executives that work there. Great company.
Yeah.
And, you know, we liked the food and it wasn't cheap. But as a kid, I didn't even know what it was. Right. So if you're not in this little area, Wilson County, Tennessee is not the epicenter of the world. So not everybody knows the story of Cracker Barrel. So if you're coming down 95 or coming down 65 and you're driving and you see this Bucky's logo or you see Uncle Herschel in a chair and you don't know which one it is, which one are you going to check out?
Right.
So this is all, so I guess the moral of the story here is, number one, they didn't get their input from their people.
And
right?
They should have done that.
Number two, they waited way too long to innovate that logo. They should have did it years ago because it wouldn't have hurt this bad. And number three is they let a freaking beaver eat their lunch.
I mean, yeah, you are the first one to point that out, but I think that you have, something to back that up with.
Well, not just that.
It makes a lot of sense.
Well, if you look at any fast food logo, if you look at majority of fast food franchises, their logos are two colors, red and yellow. Scientifically, there's a thing that says red makes you hungry or whatever. McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Dairy Queen, Sonic, Chick-fil-A, all red, all yellow.
Yeah.
Right? You got this black and white image of this man in a chair, that doesn't say food to me.
Right, or brown and gold.
Brown and gold, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't say food to me. So I think that the part of the marketing strategy, like I said, they didn't incorporate all the people to help them out with it, like their fans, but I'm still going to eat there if there was a barrel or Uncle Herschel or if they change it to a raccoon or whatever, mm-hmm. I'm still going to eat there. You know why? Because I can get pancakes, sausage, eggs, and all the fixings for $10.
And I mean, they still got the big old fireplace in the restaurant, which I think is what a lot of people like to see when they go. They still have the food is still named after
Uncle Herschel.
Grandpa's
pancakes and all that. But I don't even care about that. Just give me the, like, think about it. International House of Pancakes. You know what that is? IHOP. They changed the freaking name. Dunkin' Donuts. They changed it to Dunkin'.
Yep.
Everybody goes through these changes, but they change it at a time when they should have. They should change Kentucky Fried Chicken because fried chicken wasn't healthy anymore. Mm-hmm. We kept that same logo for years, and then this is what happened. They took too long. Mm. And like I said, I ain't got a dog in a fight. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Right. Because whatever the logo is, If I'm hungry and I need somewhere to stop, I'm gonna get me them pancakes. I'm gonna get me grandma's pancakes with all the fixings, whatever it is or not. You know what I mean?
Right. Whatever the logo is or
whatever it is, I don't care about all that.
Yeah, and I'm still gonna go to Bucky's.
Yeah, me too. With the Bucky's 2 days ago, I got me a big bucking brisket sandwich, double XL, and some praline cookies and some glazed almonds.
Yeah.
And you got them puff things and some beef jerky. You spent like $70 in there.
Every time,
and get gas. Mm-hmm. So I mean, they have branded, and then now your kids and our kids are gonna know for years. They're gonna take their kids to the freaking Bucky's.
Mm-hmm. There are kids that want to go to Bucky's on their birthday. Like that's how excited they get about Bucky's.
You can get pajamas. You can
not our kids.
Yeah. You get a chessboard, pajamas, a skillet, a cutting board, some slippers.
You can get dog treats.
Dog treats, a sandwich.
Yeah.
And a friggin' bag of charcoal in a rocking chair, just like a rocking chair. We got two. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. We have two Cracker Barrel rocking chairs on the front porch right now.
Yep.
You know why? Because they sit out front. Because I know that they're because I know it's not an antique store that sells cheese. Mm-hmm. So that's it. So branding, right? Number one, like I said, Don't waste time. If you're going to make a move, make a move. Because what happens is the longer you wait, the harder it is to pull the Band-Aid off. And they rip the Band-Aid off with all the skin and the hair and everything.
Yeah, and I'm going into 8 years getting ready to rebrand. So.
Yep, that's it. So that's all we got today. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Bye.
See you.